Stock surged higher on Wednesday after Senate leaders reached a deal to raise the government debt ceiling. The news came one day before the U.S. Treasury said it could run out of ways to avoid default on its debt. Many investors say they have not been surprised by either the political brinksmanship on display in Washington or the announcement of any last-minute deals. Ken Williams, a stockbroker with Blackwell Capital Markets, says it is just how business gets done in Washington these days.
So there's nothing going on with this place. This place is going to stand. And unfortunately, we'll hit our rocks and have our problems and scare everybody. It's just like a roller coaster. But in the end, guess what? It'll come out nice and smooth, and you'll get off, and you'll look behind you and say, what a ride.
30-27? Okay.
But Gennady Goldberg, a strategist with TD Securities, says just the threat of a default drove some investors to pull money from short-term money markets. He is worried it could also undermine long-term international confidence in U.S. currency markets and the dollar.
The treasuries are used as kind of a risk-free base rate for things. So obviously when your risk-free base is no longer risk-free, that will throw everything up in the air and have people reconsider how they see the US dollar as a global reserve currency, how they see treasuries as the risk-free asset.
Goldberg says not only has the US financial reputation been tarnished, but the national debt will actually increase because of the government shutdown.
There's no reason to assume that this would have actually saved us any money. So the irony is that by shutting down the government, we're actually going to be paying more because you have to pay back the workers, you have to pay more in your debt, and essentially it would cost you more in the end.
Even though Wall Street investors were prepared for a last-minute deal, he says the political standoffs in Washington are likely to make the markets more volatile in the future. Brian Patton, VOA News, New York.